eyes are supposed to work in secret. After all, it's usually automatic death or imprisonment if you're caught. But that was not the case for this spy. In fact, it didn't seem to matter that one side knew she was probably up to something. Her story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
This is the story of a woman who found a most unlikely career.
Well, the woman spy from Louisiana was named Mary Frances Fanny, is what she went by, McQuee, and she married a man named Pembroke Centeny.
Bill Engel shares the story from Louisiana, Missouri.
She was the least likely spy probably in the history of spydom because she's a very proper woman. In fact, she attended a seminary for a couple of years. She got married on her 18th birthday, and she became the housewife she thought she would be the rest of her life until her husband got killed by a sniper at Vicksburg.
Most spies work very secretly. It seems Fanny McQuee didn't do so.
Then she started crossing the lines very quietly at first, but then pretty openly, because the Union commanders in the area at the time made note of the fact that she continued to cross the lines and to take stuff to the Confederates. She never brought anything back.
Fanny took items from the Pike County, Missouri area to Southern soldiers for most of the rest of the war.
She didn't get in trouble for it, and maybe because she was such a high member of society. Now, there were some Pike County women who did get in trouble because of their spying for the Confederacy, one of whom was banished from Pike County, Missouri.
But Bill says the Northern soldiers perhaps let Fanny continue, knowing that banishing her from her home might inspire a Southern sympathizer uprising in this northeastern Missouri county. The story is told here at the local historical society. Traveling the countryside in Louisiana, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.